something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. The principle in this world is the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. And make no mistakes about it, there is no government that will ever help the poor. Hey, come on here. The poor are irredeemable. Because you're not poor until you are greedy. Poverty is not the absence of something. Poverty is an inability coupled with greed. That's what it is. There's some of you young guys who should be cutting your own hair. No. You'd go to this most expensive salon, barbing salon, sit down there for 1 or 2 hours and have another young guy just like you cutting your hair and you're paying for it. Why don't you go and cut your hair by yourself? It won't cost you much. No, keep paying. You now sit down there and stretch out your toes and your fingers for them to be manicuring and pedicuring. And then you come out of that place, haven't made that payment, then for another 2 weeks, then you're back. Why are you laboring? Why are you like this? Yes, because you feel it's something to tell people, I go to such and such a place, you know? That's where they touch your toes, all right? No one else can touch your toes or your fingers. It's only at that expensive place. That's where you eat. That's where you... Why are you like this? What you paid for meat pie, chicken supreme? And then you wonder, where is your money going? This is where it's going. This is where it's going. You see, the poor love to be big because they don't understand the life of the rich. So when they see all those things on the rich, they think that that's what riches is all about. So they want to have them. But it's an illusion. And then you have them and you haven't changed. Why are you looking for a house in an expensive area? Why? For everything that it has. Yes, that area is very this, it's very that. Yes, 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 yes. Okay? And you are renting it. You have only made the landlord rich. Why are you like this? Is my question. Why? Why are you like this? That's a question you should ask yourself. You're planning to be big. Planning for a super life. You are not headed for it, I'm telling you. Not the way you're going. The rich don't use their labors to buy things. Oh, dear, 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 dear. I wish you'd understand this. They don't. Those who do are not truly rich. See, I'm a rich man, so I'm telling you. Hello? Are you still there? I became rich when I discovered who I was. I found out who I was. Have you found out who you are? When you hear me say, I know who I am, I'm not joking. See, I know who I am. The word of God has been revealed to me. I know who I am. Do you know who you are? If you know, so why are you struggling to be? If you know, so why are you trying to buy a car to prove it? If you know, why are you trying to use that salon, that barbing salon or manicuring place or whatever? Why are you trying to use it to prove it? Why? Why do you have to buy that expensive thing to prove a point if you really know who you are? The Bible says, condescend to men of low estate. Condescend. Be wise. Condescend. Why should you earn money and use your earnings to purchase liabilities? How could you be so stupid? Rich people don't do it. Only the poor and middle class people do that. Tell somebody close to you, don't deceive yourself. Oh dear. You see, let me tell you something. When we first started the ministry in Lagos, I observed something. People were into this, where you meet matters. People are not going to come to church if the place is not superstructure. You know, you got to have a nice place for the people to come to. All right? They talked about the kind of people, the quality of people that will come to the church, depending on where the church was located and the kind of building that it was. Oh. I look back now. Where are all those people who told me that? Secondly, where are all those ministers who were pursuing the same thing? Many years have come and gone. Where are they? They were deceived. They were deceived. They were deceived. You see, the arm of flesh will fail you. Yet, it is important that you get something decent. Something decent. It may not be decent when you get it, but make it decent. You know what I mean? It's like some of you, the clothes you wear. They don't have to be expensive, but keep them clean. See, nobody's going to tell you what I'm telling you now. So I have to try to tell you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, when you build sufficient confidence in yourself as a person, you'll have confidence to want to make someone else to be like you. That's why such things are important. So you have to take the time to look at certain details. And then you're going to see God blessing you more and more, more and more, more and more. Follow the things that you have. Not only because, see, it's not that that is all that you have, but because you're supposed to treat it right. And if you ever want to give it to someone else, you want to pass something good to someone else. The Bible says that we should work that we might have to give. So whenever we receive a blessing, we also think, one day I'm going to have to pass this to someone else because God's going to bless me even more. So one day I'm going to, just remember it, one day you're going to have to pass that thing to someone else. One day. And you want to pass a good one to someone else. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Port Harcourt Zone 3, Jersey and Jenny Street off Peter Adili Road behind Domino's Port Harcourt. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Wednesday's lunch hour service 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send mail to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.